שלום לכולם.
All right, hello everyone. We will take the time that we have now in our social time to do a workshop, get updated, and also participate in the preparation of the content of the Great Convention. We will devote this time to the evenings, those cultural evenings that will take place at the end of every day. We actually, in the last few years, and in general, at the end of every evening in the convention, we called them cultural evenings, and we tried to build a culture of Kabbalists, and there were all kinds of attempts of all kinds of directions. And this time, we decided to take these cultural evenings to a new place, much more internal, to take it to our place, and to see how we take advantage of these evenings that we're together in order to truly build together the culture of Kabbalists, and to strengthen on the path a little more, and the direction that we want to come to. So that's it. So there are content teams that are working on these evenings, that are working together. The ones who lead the whole first team, the first evening, is Dudi. So, please.
So, like Roy said, we are creating these cultural nights together. What's important is to understand we're not doing it for someone outside that we need to entertain or make happy. We're doing it for ourselves. We ourselves want to be inspired and receive greatness. And the first night is completely dedicated to our teachers, to the Kabbalists throughout the generations, all of them, none excluded, and especially Ari Baal Shem, the Ari Baal Shem Tov and Baal Sulam and Wabash. The emphasis on the last two Kabbalists. And we want to talk about them as those who give us the power, pave the way for us, direct us. They're our teachers. And we want to get the power, to absorb their power and impression and greatness, not like, you know, just being generally in, you know, happy about how grateful we are, but that the power we absorb from them will actually enable us to disseminate and keep moving forward for the whole of humanity. And we would like to talk about the content of this evening, how we would like to come away of such an evening, and how do we see the content happening, whether it's from the stage or anything else. There is a content team, and it's broad, and there's women taking part in it too, but we are now putting ourselves in their shoes, and we want to determine what will happen there. So let's put ourselves into a workshop and think about what we would like to get from such a night that focuses on our teachers, and mostly how do we see it as something happening on stage, in what way, think about it, formulate ideas, send us the ideas if you can't offer them, all of them right now. Okay, let's begin. Workshop, how do we see the first night in the Congress about our teachers, and how do we come out of such a night?
I didn't hear the introduction, but if I understand correctly, the third evening, which is opening evening, we're talking about an evening whose framework is a cultural evening, and the audience is engaging in our teachers and the sources, yes? Okay. First of all, a good result needs to be that I think that we managed to create between us such a center of force that each can, in simple words, be able to talk at eye level to the audience that's there. And that from the stage to the coffee stations, people have a sensation of dissolving, of Kabbalah being not a high thing for me, but we want to broadcast to them that it belongs to them. And we somehow in this way want to show this to them in a way that's suitable to them and how it can come and be realized for them.
that they will really come out with greatness of our path, our method, our teachers, and that there are people here who dedicated their whole lives for humanity, and from these efforts specifically, they received all their wisdom, and that's why it's worthwhile to learn from them and read what they wrote and understand what they meant. And I also think that in such an event, it's important that Rav will have an active part, because he is the one who continues the lineage, and he can also speak in a very personal way of what it's like to study very closely with the last great Kabbalist.
I must admit that it's hard for me to see a cultural evening around the Kabbalists. What is this, like celebrations? What are we jumping on the stage? It sounds like something that needs to be much more internal. That's much more suitable for lessons and workshops, but if I do manage to see something here, it has to do with, of course, to Rav too. It has to be like he has to have a central point, a part here, like Chaim said, but also the friends. Maybe we're moving it from a personal point of view, like Senka, who wrote The Kabbalist, or Oren and Benzi can bring something from their books, and that they translated something that was translated. Someone who worked a lot with the writings, maybe Yaniv C., who can truly give the greatness from his point. I know that I would be very impressed. I would be very moved by my friends who are tight to the Kabbalists, connected that way, and how they would share and tell us, whether it was a clip or something interactive, it would be something that really would work on me.
We can also give the life story of each Kabbalist, of all the Kabbalists, how he started, and see how it's done, and maybe in a form of a video clip as well, and other things.
From the first evening, we have to come out with the greatness of our teachers, the greatness of the method that we're in, on whose path we're following, and the extent of what we're doing right now, that nothing has changed, but now we're just seeing a new state in humanity that we need in our generation to implement exactly on the same steps, the same ways that they went, and to come out with the greatness of the method and the teachers.
In this evening, we maybe want to come to a point where we want to make our teachers happy. So we can start from a presentation or something like that, but then it has to move to something more internal, that we come together and integrate with each other and make a common effort. So it's not just a psychological thing, but that we really come out with tears, and that it's really pure connection, pure request, pure prayer. We need to use the right quotes and really come out with a feeling that we are realizing the prayer and the connection between us.
All right, friends, we want to hear a little from you, the ideas that you have. If you had some kind of brilliant idea, please. Yeah, let's hear.
Yeah, and we want to invite the world. Kli, post your question marks. We'll be happy to hear friends in all of the world and in Israel.
And also those that are not here and is hearing it, and will hear it throughout the day, you can send it to the worldkli@gmail.com. In a moment, they will put that on the screen.
We want to come out of such an event feeling that there is a method and a way that Kabbalists are giving us, and show crises that people have throughout life and how the path laid out by the Kabbalists give us really a route to happiness. We really need to show this against that. so that everyone will feel that the Kabbalists give us a path to happiness and show that joy.
You have this
Toronto.
We have discussed that it would be nice to have a sort of a mini play with each participant. Of course, greatest of our friends will represent one of those, one of our teachers, Baal HaSulam and Rabash, maybe even Ari and Baal Shem Tov, and they would guide us or maybe read something for us, for Bnei Baruch. What would they like to tell us? What would they like to hear from us? What kind of maybe a workshop they want to conduct between us with maybe questions and so. So we want to feel what is it to be around them.
Gadi, bevakasha.
Yes, Gadi, please.
Just like we read in the book of Chaim's about the history, we need to show it that way, the states of humanity and what our teachers have given. During the time of Rabbi Shimon and his ten, where the whole world was wars, destruction and everything, and they're giving the path for humanity to kind of move through the whole periods of history and to come to our state. And where the state of the world is now, and what the Kabbalists are giving us, and what goal they're leading us to, what it is for everyone, I think that will attract everyone.
Yeah, we discussed that it's important to show some videographic, historical timeline about the obstacles that these great Kabbalists went through, like Rabbi Shimon, Rambam, and all the other great Kabbalists. They went through a lot in order to become conduits for the light. So we discussed here that it's very important for the world to see some form of videographic evidence of this, or like a historic timeline story that gives a more visual approach to giving the world how great these people truly are. And aside that, we got some suggestions from Ghana that said maybe the groups can also do a bit of short clips, like Stazik said, and then we can have like groups depicting themselves through the stages that the Kabbalists also went through, and then maybe the experts in Petah Tikva can put together some good videos so that we can have a few Kabbalistic historical videos to watch at the Congress. Thank you.
Okay. קודם כל כתבו לי שחלק מהחברים לא הבינו שזה לעצמנו וחושבים שזה לקהל החדש שיגיע.
First of all, they wrote that they didn't think that it was for our conversion, it's for the new audience. No, it's not for the new audience, it's for us. We want to be impressed. We don't need to impress anyone but ourselves. We want to come out stronger from this, because I'm reminding this because then there'll be ideas that they should be directed towards this. Danny wanted, please.
I get excited from the simplest stories that Rav sometimes says about the efforts he went through with Rabash, and there's also the famous talk that Rav Drori had with Bnei Baruch, and maybe even cut a clip from there because there's amazing stories there that only he tells.
Let's do it short because we have very little time. Yes, if we wanted to take something from this, it seems like an impression from the devotion that the Kabbalists have on this path, and maybe a performance on the stage that defines a state in a moment in the life of a Kabbalist and how they did it.
Can you hear me? Yeah. So to say that just like the Kabbalists didn't receive it built in from above, you know, we think about Kabbalists that they just received what they received, but no, Baal HaSulam once did was on a quest as well. Rabash too, he had questions, and Rav had questions, and we need to feel the same at the same level that we are their successors, and it's not like there's this gap that they are what they are and we are just that's it. That everyone every one of us has the same search, like Bala Sulam, like every one of the Kabbalists, so that we'll be prideful of who we are and that the Creator brought us and awakened us.
Thank you. We're starting to feel this cloud of ideas and many question marks. That's a good sign. So all those ideas that you have, we're saying that we're going to send them to this address that's on the screen right now, boardworldkli@gmail.com. If it's possible, so ideas that you heard now, then pass them to your Gabbai to pass it on, and your Satch to remind the Gabbai to pass it on, so we'll get it in the team and have a happy evening.
Yes, so we want every Gabbai to feel responsible for sending the ideas. So the second evening deals with Bnei Baruch, us, the group from Bnei Baruch Forever, and Gershon is leading this team, please.
I'm a representative of the team. What is Bnei Baruch and Forever? That's our evening. It's truly ours, where we want to first of all feel that sensation of gratitude and the privilege that we have together. We will try together to go through the process that the Creator is bringing us from the moment that Bnei Baruch has been founded and how the Creator is kind of like connecting us in all these different ways and all these things that happened to us during the 20-something years that Bnei Baruch has been and how it's going to connect us to the Kli that we are in today. And for that, we really need many stories, many impressions, many discernments of yours of what has made us where we are today, of moments that you remember on the path, all kinds of crossroads that our team has been through along the way to come to where we are today, so that we will be able to incorporate as much as possible to how the Creator is building us. In the end, we will want to come to a state in which we hear together now, the Creator put us in this state, and how we from here continue and to where. So this is more or less the content and the feeling we want to come out of this evening with, and to continue the mission we had yesterday, the daily task we had yesterday. We want to hear from you, for each to share in the 10 a story that has to do with the group, something that he remembers that caused the development of the group, that caused his being inspired and moved by the development of the group. Every kind of story like that, share with each other, and then we will want to collect those stories and maybe even use them in the evening itself. You want to add? So in the workshop, we will talk. We also have a question on the screen. Let's share a special moment we experienced along the path that we experienced in the group. It could be a moment that I discovered when I discovered the group, until something that changed my way of seeing the group, a crossroad on the way of the group, everything that defined our way as a group and me as an individual in it. So let's share that with each other now.
Well, the first thing that came to mind in the Chaver group, if I look at history, look back, then I came 7 years ago. It was very gross kind of industrial area for the center that we had. But then we started growing and people started flowing in and we started a campus course. And after about a year, we found a place. And within a month, we turned it into a shrine. I remember it was so powerful for me when I took part and we painted the place and furnished it and everything. And I cared about it as I cared about my own house. I was really concerned about how it's gonna be, like my house. And that was really a leap in sensing the belonging to the friends and our house together.
It's interesting. I was thinking about a similar story about the move from Bnei Brak to Petah Tikva. We felt very tight in the Reines in Bnei Brak, and we have to find another place. And the group began to be more directed towards dissemination, and the feeling was that the people of Israel will come to Bnei Baruch and discover Bnei Baruch and the wisdom of Kabbalah. And it can't happen inside Bnei Brak, in this very orthodox environment. And so we did find a place in Petah Tikva, and I remember there's a resistance because it's far, and how will we get there, and all kinds of things like that. And when we started to work on the place, and to remodel and paint and fix and glue things and all kinds of things like that, you start to feel how not only the place becomes yours, but also the whole, you start to justify the move. And the moment we moved there, it was a process of truly an exodus. You could feel how the whole group is going outwards, where it's moving from something that is only concentrated of itself and to a point of bringing the wisdom to the people of Israel and the world.
Yeah, so stories about, you know, renovating and remodeling and investing. I have several stories. I think something meaningful that was really meaningful for the whole world, Kli, and not just personally me. There's many such stories as well. But I think there was a time, like maybe a year, maybe I think 2012, where there was a Congress in Krasnoyarsk. There was the first Arava Congress, Desert Congress, and it was like a sequence of events that started really opening the heart to me after the, you know, after the Israeli groups became something alive and kicking. And it was clear that working on connection in the group is something totally different. The lessons became different, and everything was on a totally different level, and the hearts began to open up. So I think if I had to choose something specific, I would choose the Krasnoyarsk Congress and then the Russian Kli, that, you know, their chakras were opened.
I wanted to say about the concept that I'm not sure if we're talking about ourselves, and this is directed to us, we can talk about nostalgia and all kinds of things like that. I'm not so close on, we've already done that quite a few times. Everyone knows all the stories. If we're talking about us, I would maybe go to a place, I would recommend to go to how this group of Abraham, that group in Egypt, and how they, it's always that same group. And today, us too, it's also exactly the same group from now and forever. And that's also forever. That we have the same method, the same goal, the same things, and it's upon us, this mission today, in this complex reality of ours. Maybe that's where I would go with it. Because again, talk about nostalgia and be stuck on the past, it's, I'm not sure if it's...
I was reminded of the first time that we did a workshop. I remember it very, very well. I was in the broadcast room back then, and we did it with a few friends. I even remember who was there, and it was physically really very, very different. There was something very different and refreshing about it. It was just like, you know, electric. And when I think about it, that was a meaningful, significant development in our development as a group. And we moved from that, you know, even the sitting formation from just sitting and looking towards Rav, that to looking at each other and connecting during the lesson and all, that was a real, real change.
I also remember that morning lesson where Rav said, we're doing now a revolution. And we changed. I wasn't there. I saw you from afar. I was in the north, and when I, all of a sudden everyone sat in a circle, and it was the first time that in the morning lesson there was a workshop. Before that there were workshops in the evenings, but it wasn't in the morning lesson, and it was truly a turning point. And also the workshops, when we started doing them outside towards the broad public, that was a true turning point. And for many of the friends, it was a true switch, it was a true inversion. where everyone thought that the matter of the connection in the workshop is a nice thing, it all of a sudden became the main thing in our life, where we have to be in a workshop all day long in connection. So that was a truly roadblock, and I think that we can talk about all kinds of things that were, but the main emphasis on the experience, on those special moments that are happening here and now, every second, every moment, we take make a decision and make a leap and move forward and do something that helps us with the Creator.
All right, so let's hear some impressions, stories. Let's share in terms of milestones are in the path of our group.
We all came to one thing, that despite the fact that we have the same books and the same method, each time Rav brought some kind of innovation to the method. For example, to study the Zohar, the Tens, the conventions themselves was also at a certain stage. So to talk about those points and to talk about them.
הסימן שאלה היה בקשר למה להציג בערב הראשון.
The question mark was about what to present in the first night. There are recorded parts of Rabash, especially those where we hear Rav asking questions, and sometimes even kind of Rabash, you know, gives him comments sometimes, what it's really like with us, and just to show that, you know, we can do it just like that, it's like Rav. So, yeah, Latin America.
We are thankful for all the technology that we have in the world that enables us to connect in the virtual Tens and also on this platform, this internet platform of Galaxy that enables us to ask Rav live in the lesson. So if we look back at the difficulties we had and what we have today, it's simply, we're in the end of corrections, friends. Thank you.
The truth is I never have suggestions, but I have prayers, and I'm all prayer that the all of Bnei Baruch is in Israel and around the world will be the shots for the Creator's contentment. Amen.
Thank you, and now Moscow. Seems to me like we need to put an emphasis on this evening, on the attitude we have towards our teachers, as to the upper degrees of ours, in order to build the right connection to the center of the group in those degrees. As this is the main means we have, our possibility to, through which we can come to attainment. So we don't see them as people or as the history of someone or of something, but rather by us building the right attitude, we'll relate them to degrees.
We think the same format can happen in the first and second night. We think it should be personal stories, like for example in Modi'in, there was a story where someone asked a question in a big congress, and that's how the group was established. So personal stories, songs, and source excerpts, or things that people heard, you know, firsthand, and also theater skits to choose the best stories and turn them into a play.
Yeah.
Но можно сделать два дня такое нейтрализованное представление. Первый день сюжет.
We can do on the first day. When it comes to our teachers and in parallel to show, do it in kind of like do it in the form of a like a theater thing where the hero of the story is Rav, and on the second day where we have already the chronology of Bnei Baruch, and give something deep. Do it like a certain big workshop in the world, something like that.
Thank you everyone for participating. Please send all the ideas to Borrowed World Kli. And the second event, the second evening is for us. The last night for that's the last night that is for us. The third night is for the public. And we want Amit Shalev to give us an update about what we can expect and where the content is happening, etc.
So the third evening is the only evening that is open to the broad public, to the broad audience. It's an open evening and also an evening where we're going to open our hearts really powerfully. The whole topic is love. There's a great content team of friends, men and women that are serving those who will be doing the content, which is Rav. Mostly it will be Rav, together with Oren and Nitza in a format of the new life, Chaim Chadashim, that will take place live on the stage, meaning the evening itself will start with a certain warm-up, with opening up the hearts, musics and songs, and then the main portion, the main thing of the evening will be live New Life series event and thing with songs in between. There's going to be a very unique musical arrangement that will be there with Zemir Golan from Khadera that will be doing it, and all kinds of clips that we're going to try to do in order to make this evening upgraded with all kinds of ways that it'll make it more approachable and attractive. And the idea is to take the audience on a journey to reveal love and to make form for this concept called love, and we'll talk about love, self-love, and from there we'll move to the love of a mother and show in nature what examples we have to receive love and experience love in truth, and from there we will jump to love of others, and we will have the dessert with the peak of development of man in the love of the Creator, or the love of God, or the love, or the standing before the force of love. That's the timeline of this content. Everyone is invited to send ideas, ways to be more precise to this mail, the board of Kli, or to me directly, and we will continue and update how we are advancing with this.
All right, this was our workshop for today. We're happy for everyone's participation. Thank you, and we will continue to build our big Congress together. And the week of Congresses is ahead of us. L'chaim.
And announcements. The evening lesson, you're invited to watch this evening at 6 p.m. Israel time, live with Michael Lightman, a recorded one. The evening of unity, connection to the source of life. This Sunday we will have a special evening for the unity of all the groups of Israel and are in Petah Tikva. It will be devoted to preparation to the Kabbalah La'am Convention 220. We'll have good food, musical and performance, and of course a lesson with Rav Lightman. Registration in Tzvi Atava and the link that was sent to the groups on WhatsApp. Please notice, Kabbalah La'am radio will accompany the friends on the way to the broadcast. It'll start at 4:30 and will continue about an hour after the evening. the World Kabbalah Convention, Connection to the Source of Life. Friends, students, and dear viewers, you're invited to the World Kabbalah Convention 2020 that will take place on the 25th to the 27th of February in Tel Aviv. Please notice that early bird registration ends on February 13th. Please hurry up, register for additional details. You can contact us 1-700-509-209 or the site kabcoil.com/convention. We will conclude. Good day.
המקום עליו אנו דורכים, האוויר שאנו נושמים, עם ריחות ילדות וחברים, הבית עם השירים. כך גדלנו עם להבת הנר שעדיין בוערת בפנים, מניעה אותנו אלפי שנים מעל גלי החיים. כחודו של מחט אני אפתח כפתחו של אולם, את הברית הזאת ביחד נממש עם כל העולם. ניתן לאור לחדור אל חדרי הלב, למעוף של בוקר יום. הנה ביונה לבנה עם הלב בפי המרקד שלום. זה הזמן, 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 זה הזמן